Yes, it's Monday the 22nd of December, and it is the Who Cares Wins, Angela's Billy No Mates Christmas show. It's Billy No Mates, yes, because it's just me. Well, actually, me and I found Santa. I don't know if anyone's been following me on Twitter so far this morning. I found Santa down here at Channel Radio, and I found his upgraded sleigh. It looks very similar to my little Tigger Tonka toy. So it's me and Santa in the studio this afternoon. We've got some tunes for you, Christmassy tunes. We've also got any requests coming in. If I can find them on the database, I will play them for you. So if you want to tweet me at CaresWins and let me know a favourite song, either from one of our shows perhaps, or a Christmassy theme, then I will dig it out and try and play it for you between now and 1 o'clock. And I've also got some interviews to air for you. We've got the final few interviews. Those of you that know, Jan and I popped along to the Wellbeing Symposium back in November, and it's run every year now. It's in its third year, and we had, like last year, lots of different interviews with various speakers and stand holders, and of course we have the wonderful Ben McGannon, who is the owner of Wellbeing People, who puts this all together with the help of Pillory Barn and also lots of major sponsors. One of the lead sponsors this year was the Health Insurance Group. So we also have an interview coming up from Brett Hill, who I managed to accost in the Wellbeing Symposium and hide in a corner with him and have a little interview and a little chat with him. So you can find out a little bit more about what the Health Insurance Group does as well, why they were there, and also one of Jan's interviews she picked up with the Royal British Legion Industries. They were there again, and she spoke to a lovely lady, Maria Gallego, if I've pronounced that correctly. And we also have, you may recall, I spoke to Leo from the Maidstone Yoga Centre, and Leo was there again this year, actually hosting one of the little masterclasses. And Leo spoke to me afterwards, towards the end of the day, and a review of how the day had gone. And she talks a little bit also about the benefits of yoga. And I know that I'm passionate about it, and I will bang on about it quite a lot at the moment, because obviously I'm studying myself. So of course, now that I'm involved in it, then I'll probably talk about it every single week and bore Jan to tears. So bless her. She's working today, by the way. If you're wondering where her wonderful dulcet tones are, she is busy. I know, Monday the 22nd of December, people are just, she's in demand and she's needed before everyone goes on their holiday breaks for the festive season. So she is busy trying to meet all those needs, and so something had to give today, bless her. So unfortunately it was the radio show. So she's with us in spirit, and she will be joining us in the new year when we're back live. By the way, we are back live on the 5th, no, I'm lying already, see, make it up as I go along. We are back live on the, I think it's the Monday the 12th of January, if that's right. So we only missed 2 weeks, if that's okay with you, listener. We're having 2 weeks off from the studio, so we won't be live for the next 2 weeks, but we're going to put something together maybe for you. So maybe it's a little bit of music, and I'm wondering, maybe a celebration of some of the songs that we've had played from our guests and their requests over the year. I can't believe we're coming up for our second birthday next March. Can't believe it. Time does fly when you are having fun. It's definitely, I agree with that statement. So yes, do tweet me at CaresWins. If you want to email me, of course I have the email. I've got all screens. You'll be amazed at me. I've got technology at every single fingertip and every toe tip as well. So we'll see how we get on with that and the technology, and whether I can tweet with my toes, but it could be a challenge. I have the email, which is whocareswinsradio@hotmail.co.uk. You can also post on Facebook. We have our Facebook page, which is Who Cares Wins Radio Show. So if you just search us on Facebook and post a comment on there, I can pick it up and I can say hi to you, and we can have a chat. If you want the good old dog and bone, and you want to give me a proper chat and have us and say hi and join my Billy No Mates Christmas party here in the studio this afternoon, you can call me on 01303 874 998. Of course, if you call me, then I may even get Santa to answer the phone. Bear with me if I'm in the middle of something and all my buttons and I'm pressing them all at the same time, then just hang on that phone or try again because I will get to you. It's just that I'm surrounded by technology today. I've got my iPad, I've got my iPhone, I've got all the computer gadgets up and screens up. I've got CDs, I've got the lot. And hopefully I've got you, the listeners. And if you're listening back to this on Thursday, Christmas Day, because you've had enough of your turkey and you're putting your feet up, then I hope you have a wonderful Christmas Day. I hope it's going smoothly, quietly perhaps, or whether it's frantic and you're playing with all the toys that the kids got bought and you're actually playing with them instead of the kids. So enjoy your day. We have, as I said, a couple of the interviews from the Wellbeing Symposium. So I think without further ado, let's get our first one up. Now, this one's I spoke about just briefly earlier about the sponsors of the Wellbeing Symposium. And without the sponsors, it obviously wouldn't be able to go ahead. They are, you know, a very important part of putting this, the exhibition and the symposium on. So I managed to catch up with Brett Hill, who was the lead sponsor this year for the Wellbeing Symposium. And as I say, Brett Hill works, he is one of the, he's the commercial director for the health insurance group. So without further ado, if I press my magic buttons, let's hear my my frantic interview as I chased him around the Wellbeing Symposium and got to have a chat with him. So I have finally got hold of one of the major sponsors of the Wellbeing Symposium this year, of the health insurance group, and I'm here with Brett Hill.
Good afternoon.
And your role, you are the... what's your role in the health insurance group? How you're classified as?
I'm a commercial director.
The commercial director.
Of the health insurance group, previously the sales and marketing director.
Right.
We were here at the Wellbeing Symposium last year,
yes,
running one of the workshops.
Yes.
And you know, we see it as a growing event. It's something that wellbeing
definitely.
People are still trying to build and develop. We wanted to come back and be more involved this year, which is why we've been lead sponsor this year,
which is fantastic, and obviously still having your stand here and talking about. So the health insurance group, UK and international healthcare specialists.
Yeah.
What would that? What do? Is it organisational directed?
We deal with all types of customer. We have a lot of individual customers, personal customers who just have health insurance for themselves and their families.
Yep.
But more and more, the side of our business that's growing is health insurance and health products for businesses.
Right.
Now, that could be small businesses of two or three employees, all the way up to companies of several hundred staff, and everything in between.
Yeah.
But most of our clients are your typical UK business of, you know, 10 to 15 employees, something like that. And most of what we do is health insurance, but we also do a lot of things around employee assistance programs, occupational health, income protection insurance, group life cover, that much broader range of services, including in more recent years, health screenings and wellbeing programs, and hence why we wanted to be more involved here this year.
Definitely. What would you say for people that are wanting to think about looking at health and wellbeing in their organisation? What would you say is probably the key? Where should they start? What's the, you know, they're like some minefield to some.
It is. There's an awful lot of material out there. There's an awful lot of companies providing online websites, online information portals. And typically an employer will take on one of these online services and they'll bombard their staff with emails saying, come to this website. The employee will, may or may not go to the website, and if they do, there's a huge amount of information that may or may not be relevant to them.
Yes.
What we would say, and the reason why we work with wellbeing people and have done for a number of years, is the best first step is to get your staff to know their numbers. If you can get some kind of cost-effective health screening program into the workplace, it only takes 10 minutes for each member of staff to go along and find out their weight, their BMI, their blood pressure, their blood sugar level, their cholesterol level. Once they know those numbers, the impact on the business is huge. The first time we did it with our own staff, you could hear all afternoon members of staff going around each other's desks and comparing their blood sugar levels, comparing their BMI levels.
Yes,
exactly. People are naturally competitive.
Yeah, they are.
And once they know their own numbers, A, they know what information they want to find.
Yes.
So if they know their cholesterol's high, they want information about cholesterol. If they know their blood sugar's high, they want information about that. But also, once we know our numbers, as human beings, we want to improve them.
Mm.
So instead of being employer then being a nanny state telling people what to do and why to do it. Instead, you have the employees actively wanting to find this information and do something with it. And that's what gets people engaged, and that's the best place to start.
That's right. I know from my background in online learning and the learning and development environment, in trying to get people to see online learning as a benefit to them, was the whole sort of get them to take the responsibility. So this independent learner is actually what we want them to be, rather than just using online learning. And same there, taking the responsibility for my health and well-being, yet the employer is giving them a support, they're giving them some encouragement and actually some opportunities, or signposting at least, which is great.
Yeah, because I think with the online piece is hugely important, but there is such a wealth of information out there that you have to give people a way into it. And you have to give them a way of knowing where to start. Otherwise, it's so much that it's just overwhelming and people tune out.
Yeah. So how have you found the event so far? We've got all the afternoon sessions been going on.
It's fantastic. It's bigger than last year. There's a lot of exhibitors here. We have some fantastic speakers this morning.
Great speakers.
Really entertaining guys.
My mate,
really
Steve Brown.
he was incredible.
Yeah.
Actually, incredible story.
Really good.
The workshops are all pretty well attended this afternoon.
Great stuff.
Of questions. So, it's going really well, actually.
Yeah. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Absolutely.
We will, perhaps we'll need to get you on the show and talk about more stuff in depth, perhaps.
I would love that.
For later life. That'd be great.
Thank you very much.
Well, that was one of many of the interviews that we took at the Health, the Wellbeing Symposium, which was held at the Kent Event Centre at Detling last month in November. And there will be another one next year, which will be the fourth one, would you believe? And I already know the date. It's November the 11th. So get it in your diaries. We will hopefully be there if all things going well in our conversations with wellbeing people. So that was Brett Hills. We talked to him. He was from the Health Insurance Group. He was the lead sponsor for the Wellbeing Symposium this year. So fantastic guy to talk to. And amazing that, yes, the Health Insurance Group, as he said there, obviously the group, first of all, was very much about, health insurance, private insurance. But obviously, as the years have gone by, the months have gone by, they've moved into other directions, as you heard there. So they're looking at, they do employee assistance programs. And I've spoken about that before on air. I encourage my clients when I'm working with organizations to think about, from the wellbeing perspective, an employee assistance program is simply a private, confidential phone line that an organisation will put together, so they can contact someone like the Health Insurance Group, find out the cost for it, to offer it to their employees. And it's effectively pinned on a notice board. It's a lifeline number, whether it be for financial support or debt. It could be more about if they're a widow, if they're suffering with certain illness, and they just need to, sort of counselling service. But obviously they don't necessarily want to actually talk to someone in work. They'd rather take a completely neutral person. And so it's a support line, and it's a support avenue for their employees. So at the end of the day, there's no feedback. A lot of employees are a little bit sceptical sometimes about these employee assistance programs, and thinking, oh yes, all the data is going back to my organisation. They're all going to know what I'm talking about. It isn't. And from my hand on my heart, when I used to work in my corporate level in HR, we don't actually get the stats. We get if people have used the service, as in numbers. Have we had that line used? Have we had anyone using the financial advice? Have we had anyone using the legal line, for example? But we don't know who it is. We don't know the telephone numbers. We don't know what the conversations were. It's all private and confidential. But it's just one way organisations can offer some support that they can give to their employees without actually wanting to know all the ins and outs of the employees' private lives. But it can give that support that often our employees do need. And maybe at this time of year, it can be quite a difficult time of year for people who are either on their own, maybe having to deal with elderly parents or relatives, sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, cousins. Perhaps they're lonely. They are on their own through widow, or perhaps they've gone through a nasty divorce. And this time can just sort of enhance some of those emotional feelings that are going on, which can obviously lead into stress at work. They can obviously maybe not be high performers as much as they were. So it's things to look out for. As an organisation, I encourage you to look at your employees and listen and just watch a little bit more attentively to make sure that how are they doing? Are they all right? Do they need a quick how are you? And Remember, if you're going to ask them how they are, please be aware of your time management, that you are able to listen to the answer rather than people who walk by and say, how are you? And then keep going. So they don't actually want to know how I am because they just threw that out there as a statement in the air. So we have another interview I want to play, and then I'm going to have my first Christmas tune. We have, I mentioned her earlier, Jan. He isn't in the studio. If you missed the beginning of the show, Jan's not here. Yes, she's left me to my own devices. But I have found Santa and his sleigh, all being upgraded, and orange. And so Jan's working today. She's with us in spirit. But I have an interview that Jan took from the Wellbeing Symposium with Maria Gallego, if I've pronounced that correctly, from the Royal British Legion Industries. So let's have a little hear about what Maria does for them.
Hello, Maria.
Hello there.
I understand you work for the RBLI.
I do, yeah.
Just for listeners, yes. What is the RBLI?
It's the Royal British Legion Industries.
So people will know poppies.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Is it linked to the poppy side?
The industries are linked.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. We do have the poppy shop down there. So.
Right. And your role is, I like your job title, Community Health and Wellbeing Officer.
It is,
it's a bit of a mouthful, isn't it?
It is.
So what does that keep you busy during the week? What sort of things do you do?
Oh, I'm busy all week. Basically, it's to prevent social isolation. I work mainly with veterans of all ages, and I go out and support them with different things, with befriending services. I'm working with the Kent Shed Project, doing a country garden with them. I do coffee shops. I go around doing cribbage and basically being there for them. I support them going out on trips, and with their well-being, you know, if they just need a chat, someone to, you know, offload to, I'm right. There to listen.
And does it rely on them making contact with you, or is there any process where you find veterans and offer services?
I go into peer support groups for veterans. I go into all of the buildings in the Royal British Legion Village, so I'm around in Queen Elizabeth Court, Mountbatten Pavilion. I also go into the Golden Homes, Housing 21.
Right.
And I basically go and say, hi, would you like a chair aerobics class? And I worm my way into these places.
Because with your other hat, you're a fitness trainer.
I'm
yes?
a fitness trainer, absolutely, yeah.
Right.
And then I go from there and I get invited to their coffee mornings. Uh-huh. And then I go in to talk to the residents that live in those homes and explain a little bit about what I do.
Right.
And if I do trips and so forth, basically it's open to everybody to come and join in. So
as I mentioned at the beginning, most people think RBLI and they think poppies, and that's obviously a big funding revenue.
Yeah.
But are you funded in any other way?
I am funded by the actual Royal British Legion, so I'm actually... I've been kind of given to the Royal British Legion Industries to do the health and wellbeing jobs. Yeah.
How long have you been doing that?
Just over a year now. Mm-hmm. But I did actually work in Mountbatten Pavilion because I was an independent living skills coach for special needs.
Right.
And I was grabbed by the manager in there. He said to me, I think you'd do this job really well.
Uh-huh.
And I got the job and there I am, yeah.
So you've come to the Wellbeing Symposium today. Is this your first year here?
It is my first year here.
And how have you found it?
It's been wonderful. Yeah. Absolutely wonderful. Yeah, learnt so much. The talks have been very good.
So you'll be here next year?
Absolutely. Yeah, big eye-opener.
Well, we'll try and track you down next year, see what your year's been like,
See
what other strings you've added to your bow. A very busy woman.
<I am. laughs>
Thank you for your time.
Bless you. Thank you very much.
Oh, it's lovely to hear Jan's voice. I know she's not here in the studio, so it's great to have her here in spirit with that interview from Wellbeing Symposium that we were at. Just a few more to play today. We've been playing them, as you know, over the various few weeks since the Wellbeing Symposium. We had so many, so we've spread them out over the weeks, but we are going to compile it into one big show, if I can edit them enough down to the hour's show. And so you can have a whole Wellbeing Symposium show, and you can listen to all the interviews back to back, and we'll let you know when they're going to be ready and when that will be posted and up on air. So that was Maria Gallego from the Royal British Legion Industries. So I think now it is time for at least one, if not many more, of my Christmas tunes. And so digging out my lovely CD collection this morning and over the weekend and been playing them and bopping around the house with them. So yes, I'm going to bop in the studio now with my little Santa Claus, my Santa Ted. And this one, you may be like, oh my goodness, how old is she? Do you remember this? A spaceman came travelling, Chris de Burr.
A spaceman came traveling on his ship from afar. 'Twas light years of time since his mission did start. And over a village he halted his craft, and it hung in the sky like a star. Just like a star. He followed a light and came down to a shed, where a mother and child were lying there on a bed. A bright light of silver shone round his head, and he had the face of an angel. And they were afraid. Then the stranger spoke. He said, "Do not fear. I come from a planet a long way from here, and I bring a message for mankind to hear." Suddenly the sweetest music filled the air. Went trembling through the ground, and many were wakened on hearing that sound. And travelers on the road, the village they found by the light of that ship in the sky, which shone all round. And just before dawn, at the paling of the sky, the stranger returned and said, "Now I must fly. When 2,000 years of your time has gone by, this song will begin once again to a baby's cry."
Oh, now come on, admit it. Who was there with their arms waving in the air and singing along to the la 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 parts? Yes, I know you were there in the corner of the room, or perhaps if you're munching on your lunch while you're at your organisations because you haven't downed tools just yet for the Christmas break. Yes, it's me, Angela Bryer-Stevenson, on the Who Cares Wins show this afternoon. And of course, it's me and Billy No Mates Christmas show. Billy No Mates, because I'm on my own. Yes, I've been left alone. I've got a little mince pie, I've got a little Santa Claus, and then I'm surrounded by tunes and CDs and all sorts of wonderful things. So if you want to join me and let me know if there's any particular tunes I can play for you this afternoon, then tweet me at CaresWins. That's our Twitter handle. In the studio, I have a live feed here so I can pick it up And if I've got that tune, I can do a little tap on the keyboard and find it in the database. I will play it for you before 1 o'clock. I've got a couple more interviews as well to air. The next one I'd like to play, I mentioned at the beginning of the show, was with Leo, that I had a good chat with her. Leo, you may recall, we met her last year as well at the Wellbeing Symposium. Leo runs various classes, and she also runs the actual Maidstone Yoga Centre. So you may even have met her. You may have been to one of her classes. And so she was there doing a little masterclass this year on yoga and meditation. And so I spoke to her towards the end of the day to catch up with how she'd found it. And here's what she had to say.
So I found a familiar face. We met last year at the Wellbeing Symposium. I have come across the lovely Leo from the Maidstone Yoga Centre. So how's it been for you? We're nearly at the end of the day. I can't believe that the time has whizzed by, Leo.
How's it
been for you?
Well, it's been great. There's been some really good interest in the yoga and
great.
The things that I'm offering, and the fact that it's mental health that is the focus today has been very useful, because my background is in psychology,
yes.
And I have to say, probably more people who come to yoga have stress and anxiety issues than those who say that they don't.
Yes.
And I think that it is a massive potential problem for all of us in the modern world that we live in.
Absolutely.
I think that stress is something that is inherent in the human condition. We're social animals, and being sociable or living in a social environment puts stress on us. But then when you add to that all the extra stresses of living in a modern technical world,
yes.
where social media is constantly
creates more and more of those deadlines and pressures.
Absolutely.
Right.
And you have to find a way of dealing with that is not damaging, and the ways that people often find to deal with it are either suppressing it,
yes.
and just thinking, well, I don't talk about it, I won't think about it, it will go away.
Mm.
But of course it doesn't, and eventually it pops up either in the form of mental health issues,
yes.
or in the form of physical problems.
Yes, there's the eruption almost of that volcano,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely. And as somebody who has been involved in yoga for a long time, I'm very acutely aware of the mind-body interface and the fact
yes.
that you can't say that mental health doesn't have an impact on physical health,
no.
and that physical health doesn't have an impact on mental health, because they are intrinsically linked.
Yes,
so
are.
When you are stressed, you will have something cropping up in your body if you choose not to acknowledge it.
Yes.
And of course the other very damaging thing that people do when they're trying to deal with stress is resort to drink, drugs or alcohol. And those are obviously well known for their
adverse effects.
Unhappy side effects.
Absolutely. So, yes. And I noticed that this year you also did, because last year you were doing a demonstration on stage, but this year I noticed you did a workshop.
I did a workshop.
Great
this year.
Stuff.
Yeah,
and,
which is lovely to be able to do, so that I could, rather than just showing what I could do, and yoga is not about demonstrating what you are capable of doing as a practitioner or a teacher.
No.
It's about letting other people experience
That's
internally
right.
what the benefits of yoga are. And even though we were doing in an environment where people are sitting on chairs, the only equipment that we've got is chairs, people, some of the people were in skirts and high heels.
Yes.
But we can still do something to open the chest, to elongate the sides of the body, to release your lower back, to encourage your breathing to be soft and regular and normal, and that takes the stress out of people.
Yes.
So one person at the end of the session said, oh, I nearly fell asleep. And another person said, oh, I didn't think that breathing stuff was going to work. But it did. After the third one, I just felt myself go,
fantastic.
That's
absolutely
all I
brilliant.
Ever want, is for people to come out of a class or a session and go,
And breathe again.
And breathe
fantastic.
Again, yeah.
Well, I think we need to definitely get you in the studio and talk more in depth, or even an interview. We can
that
get
would
our
be
listeners
lovely.
To really explore the passion you have behind yoga. But the huge benefits that we haven't got time today to go into. But it's been great to catch up with you.
Thank
but if
you,
people
Angela.
Are in Maidstone area, that's right, isn't
that's
it? The Maidstone
it, yes,
area.
Yes.
Whereabouts? Have you got a website?
We have got a website. If people Google Maidstone Yoga Centre, they'll come up with us. But equally, they can get us on www.iyengar-yoga.co.uk.
Fantastic.
But Googling Maidstone Yoga Centre will bring us up, and you can get a free class if you come along, because if you register online, it automatically credits your account with £8, and then that makes you eligible for one of our basics classes. So,
well, I may still get to you yet, Leo, because I know last year when we spoke, I have now started my journey, so I've started my trainings, but yes, if I can get up to one of your classes.
Absolutely, that would be lovely to see you.
And experience, let me see your studio as well.
Yeah, which is beautiful, I have to say. Yes.
Thank you for your time, I appreciate it.
Thank you, lovely to see you again.
Oh, the wonderful Leo from Maidstone Yoga Centre. Some of you may already know her because you're going to her classes. But it was great to hear that, again, around this whole health and well-being, that, I mean, the Wellbeing Symposium is very much about the, and this year was the, if you like, the theme this year was mental health. And if you recall, Jan and I also went along to the CIPD's event, which was the Being Well Matters. And also the wonderful Social Enterprise Kent, when they had their Time to Change and their Pledge to Change event, again because of the theme this year around mental health. But I do so resonate with what Leo was saying, because my coaching role, the one I'm working one-on-one with individuals, and my business Another Journey Begins, is very much about tapping into the whole mind-body connection. And it is that we sometimes forget that, well, they are connected, and they're connected for a reason. And what you may be thinking, how you think, can obviously affect how your body then can feel, how your body can be, as in how you're sitting, what your posture is like, how you're walking, how you actually feel through just having a little cold, whether it actually feels the worst thing ever, or whether actually, do you know what, it's just a cold and it'll be gone in a couple of days. And it's just that mental approach sometimes that can aid the body's healing and the body's immune system and give it a boost, or it can actually attack it and make it worse and actually make things 10 times, you know, the whole feeling. And then obviously the body and how we actually look after it, what we fuel it with, thinking about our nutrition. If you recall last week's show with Neil De Silva of Ultimate Wellness, talking about that whole nutrition and what we put in our bodies. Again, so we're fueling it, we're fueling the immune system, we're fueling those cells, every tiny little cell. And if we're not actually looking after that, then obviously that can then have an effect on perhaps how we do things, how we do feel. So that this whole interconnection, which is why, as Leah was saying there, that when you're coming along to a yoga class, as she experiences it when she's teaching variety of different levels and meets lots and lots of people from all walks of life, that actually yoga can just benefit you in some small way, in any aspect of your life. And it's not about just looking at it as an exercise class. And importantly, as Leo said as well, it's not about this whole competitive streak. You're not going along to actually achieve this ultimate posture, and once I've achieved that, that's the end of the class and I need to move on to something harder. Each time you come, it will be different, you'll feel different. Maybe the day you've had means that the postures, you might not be able to get into them as well as you did last week. So it's always very, very different and experiential, for you to be present there. But I think the whole benefit of this stress, and if we look at this time of year, we can sometimes notice that if it's not in ourselves, it could be in others around us, that they're a little bit snappier. And so there's that whole stress through the social media, maybe the marketing of the, you must buy this present for your child and they must have this, the needs of our children, if they're asking us, oh mummy I want this, or daddy I must have that latest gadget. Or it could be your husband or wife that actually wants that latest gadget. And so it's actually just sort of making sure that we stay in touch with who we are and what everything's about, not just this time of year. It's a bit like Valentine's Day, you know, that's just one day of the year, but you can show your love every day of the year. And so Christmas time is great for families. It's maybe an opportunity to get together when you haven't been able to in the whole year. But also that whole, if you looked at our advent calendar today, you'll have recalled that the advent calendar from Who Cares Wins is all about me time today. It was just a bit of thought from Jan and I that to remember you. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. That it's about everyone else that you're looking after, the family, the friends, the neighbours, the community, but also it's about you, the individual. And have you got that little diary date for you, a bit of an appointment with me. And that's not me, Angela Bryce-Stevenson, that's me as in you, as in yourself. Am I confusing you? Okay, great. So maybe it's time for some music. Today's show is airing the Wellbeing Symposium interviews, the final few, and we've got Ben McGannon from Wellbeing People coming up shortly. But before that, we've also got some interspersing it with some Christmas tunes, some favourite tunes, and of course this one, if you remember all those years ago, wonderful Mel Smith and Kim Wilde got together for Comic Relief, and they rocked around the Christmas tree.
Darling, I think I already have. Get it?
Almighty Christmas groove. I haven't had this much fun since Two Little Boys was number one. If my friends could see me now, how do I look?
Ridiculous.
You little tease. A dance, Kimberly? End of the record?
How long is that exactly?
You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear
all together now.
Voices singing, bless the jolly deck the halls with boughs of holly. Tra la 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 la.
How you getting on then?
I've got to get out of my head, mate.
Aren't you got any plates then?
No, I've got to wrap down my little finger.
Oh, that sounds painful. Friends.
Well, she has, yeah, but she wouldn't have any left on you, would she?
I feel like a spare bit of Ollie.
What are you talking about?
Green and surrounded by pricks.
Come on, Mallypots, let's get on with it.
Here's trouble.
Coming, Kimmy Coo.
Kimmy Coo. Coming, Kimmy Coo.
Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
Root beer, anyone?
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling.
Plenty of pumpkin pie left.
Oh, that is just such a brilliant song. I can't help but bop and sing along to it. Yes, it is me, Angela Bryce-Stevenson, on Who Cares Wins this afternoon with me, the Billy No Mates Christmas show, because I'm on my own. Jan, bless her, has had to work today. She's got a few more days to catch up and get everything done before the end of the financial year. And so her clients are pulling her from all corners. So bless her. She's with us in spirit. If you're tuned in and you're listening again, so this is effectively Christmas Day. So happy Christmas. And I hope you're having a wonderful afternoon and enjoying maybe some of the Christmas tunes I'm playing. If you're live and you're listening to me at the moment and it's Monday, oh, it's a bit concerning. Time, where are we? Is it Monday? Is it Thursday? And time travel. Anyway, If you're live and listening now on Monday, the 22nd of December, then you can tweet me at KezWins and you can let me know if there's any Christmas tune that I can delve and find in the database and play between now and 1 o'clock. As well as I've got a couple of other ones lined up that were requested, so we'll get those in if we can. And also a few events just to remind you for the new year, new start and all of that jazz. But before that, just before the music break, we did hear from Leo I'm already talking about the other studio now, from the Maidstone Yoga Centre. And I will, voice is going already, Santa, give me a mince pie, we'll talk about some of those events to do with yoga as well, and my passion. But before we go any further, I have been tweeting about it, and we have a wonderful interview. Finally, I caught him at the end of the Wellbeing Symposium, Ben McGannon, who is of Wellbeing People. He is wellbeingpeople.com. And you can follow them on Twitter at Wellbeing People. And we caught up with him to have a little sit down. Everyone else is packing up around us. We're always the last to leave, Jan and I. And so we're there. We're sitting around the table while everyone is collecting rubbish and putting stands down and demolishing things. So if you can hear that in the background, we apologize. But we wanted you to get the ambience of the environment that we were in. And we had a chat with Ben and how he'd found the third Wellbeing Symposium. So let's have a listen. Everyone's packing up around us. We are always the last to leave. Before we leave, I needed to get hold of my marvellous man here, Ben. Ben McGannon, who obviously is the organiser behind all of this, the big idea of it, because obviously it is Wellbeing People that put this together, with the help of sponsors, obviously. I've spoken to Brett earlier. Ben, it's also the first time this year you allowed the general Joe public to come in our sort of afternoon, yeah. which we found was really beneficial. We've been chatting to lots of different people from different walks of life and different exposure. But how have you found it? Trying to get hold of you today has been really difficult. So I think that's a positive. But from you, how's it gone? The third one?
It's been fantastic. I mean, we've been really pleased. Yeah. I think year on year it is growing.
It is.
I would just say as well, because Pillory Barn are a really important part of the partnership. And, you know, when we conceived this, it was actually 4 years ago that we first idea to do this. And then the first one took a year in planning, and this is the first year, as you say, we've been opened up the afternoon as a free event to local businesses, local people. So I feel as though the footfall was bigger, that as you say, you've had conversations with people that otherwise wouldn't have been up here. But also this morning for the symposium, you know, we had a really good turnout,
great speakers.
Steve Brown was just an inspiration. So
I felt very honoured actually to be in his presence.
I think somebody said very humbling. It is very humbling.
And I
just felt the atmosphere, and we seem to always be lucky with the weather. Let's hope that holds for next year.
You have some power, Ben, somewhere.
I wish. I think the weather makes a big difference. And
one thing I wanted to pull up, because our listeners wouldn't have had privy to all the talks that went on, and obviously your talk, you had a couple of slides that you put up, and you had a link to Alice in Wonderland, which I thought was fantastic, and I wondered if you would share that with our listener. Your thinking on the Alice in Wonderland link that you had.
Well, we obviously, when you've only got 3 or 4 minutes and you know there's going to be lots of more proficient speakers following you, and so we just tried to have a think about, you know, engaging a little bit in a topic that had a piece of humour but some relevance as well. And the playing with the Mad Hatter concept as well, in terms of the inappropriateness of the language around mental health. And I think, again, it's been another theme throughout the day. People feel quite strongly, and Simon talking about happiness and his request, let's not talk about mental health. So we were just really trying to open it in a different way.
It's great. It's interesting, as we've gone through disabilities, that you used to say cripple, you can't say that now, and mental health is going the same way. There are certain words that people are comfortable with, and there are some words that we've accepted that now people are trying to move away from. And that's actually a good sign.
It is.
It means it's being talked about.
Absolutely.
Open communication, which is my big passion about talking and getting people to talk about these things, that it's okay to talk about it. And also, who said it about asking for help? is courageous. It's not a sign of weakness.
Again, that was Steve. And I think the other concept of, which I love, as the quote of run as fast as you can just to stay still.
Yes.
But if you want to get somewhere, you've got to run twice as fast as that. And it does feel like that. I think the wellbeing agenda over the last 8 years has gone from being, again, where Simon was saying the sort of fluffy,
soft,
called himself the freaky weirdo, didn't he?
I'm one of those weirdos.
But I think, you know, that's moved on massively. It's moved on in the workplace. I mean, I remember in the early days when we were juggling and hula hooping in the office, and there would be people saying, you know, don't be ridiculous, you're stopping people from working.
Yeah.
But, you know, now taking a walk, which again was we just didn't do it.
It was just frowned upon, wasn't it?
Going, actually, I'm just going for a 5 minute walk just to get a bit of fresh air, come back refreshed. And so all of those things that I think have moved on massively, and it feels as though in the last year that the whole acceptance of well-being as a serious agenda has moved on massively.
Well, my background and my passion lately now with mindfulness and being a mindfulness teacher, actually seeing the whole aspect of being much more present now, and actually that's a lot of this, it starts to link with being, you know, like Steve said, being, I'm happy now where I am. Not thinking about what happened to me and what could have been or what it's about. I'm great now, I'm happy with what I'm doing and where I'm going next. And I love that phrase he used about how are you going to bounce back, but also bounce forward.
And
lovely phrases today.
The fact that if you've got a goal, you're, by definition, you're looking forward. Again, I love that analogy as well.
Great. And the other thing you mentioned, Ben, is which I haven't managed to get on the bus today, but you've had the bus parked here. Tell our listeners about this bus.
Okay, well, the Health MOT Roadshow is really an exciting project, and we wanted to launch it here today because it's something, again, over the last 4 years we've done several kind of mini pilots that have built up to this, but it's about us enabling people to engage with health and well-being. So you're familiar with the NHS Health Check program? So that's for 40 to 74 year olds who don't have a pre-existing condition, who haven't already had a check with their GP in the last 2 years. So the idea was to create an engagement with the kiosk that is the Health MOT on the bus, so that anybody that we were engaging with could engage with us, but through that to identify specifically those people who may be eligible for the NHS Health Check.
Right.
And to deliver it to them there and then. If they've got the time, if they've got half an hour, give it to them there and then. So we've been really working around the fact that the NHS Health Check program, one of the difficulties for them is, well, first you invite somebody, then if they do accept, they may make an appointment. If they make the appointment, they may turn up. So you have this kind of chain reaction of drop off. And the idea of this, and we're showcasing it with Public Health England as well. So this is something where Kent's at the forefront of the national agenda to say, actually, if we go out into communities, particularly into hard to reach communities who might not typically access normal mainstream services happily. So going out into those communities and saying, this is a Health MOT Roadshow, so everybody come along, have a go on the kiosk, and then from that being able to go, great, you're eligible for a health check, have it here and now, or you'd like some lifestyle support, why don't we get you in touch with a health trainer now. And so that's the aim of the project. It's, we've got 250 days of delivery in the next 12 months as a proof of concept. It's been showcased at the National Health Checks Conference for Public Health England in February. So, and really, day by day, I mean, I think today that if you've been there, the bus has been busy all day long.
I tried.
They're all booked up.
Busy all day long. So we've got a couple of workplace events with it in the next couple of days, and then we're off to the mall next week in Maidstone. So the project at the moment is a proof of concept that's being trialled initially in Maidstone.
Right.
The reason for that, and again, another exciting reason, is that with Golding Homes and Golding Vision, we have a really strong partnership. It's called our core partnership in Maidstone. So we're already working in partnership with the Borough Council through the Golding Core Partnership, with Voluntary Action Maidstone, with Fusion, with the Switch Cafe, with the Vines Church, all those kinds of organisations. So we've got a strong community that we can partner with on this. And through Golding Supply Chain, Mighty, who provide Golding services as the repairs division, have also co-funded the project. So this is a project funded initially by KCC with matched funding coming from Mighty and from Golding Homes and from Wellbeing People. So it's a real example of Kent again being at the forefront of sector integration, the private sector, the public sector, the third sector, to do something that brings resource to us that helps improve our public health output. So it's really, I mean, it's really exciting,
exciting
for that reason alone.
Yeah. And one thing, if I'm hearing correctly then, we could perhaps through the radio show, we could promote where those are going to be happening.
Absolutely, that would be fantastic.
Or whoever to find out when those dates are.
So part of this project has been the development of an online wellbeing listing, which if we can hook you up to that,
that would be fantastic.
And also, so initially again it will be for the borough of Maidstone, and it means that all the partners that are running any sort of health and wellbeing event can post it onto the online wellbeing listing.
Brilliant.
And give that a shout out.
We'll automatically out. Gets populated to everybody else so that everybody knows, oh right,
something's
fantastic,
gone on.
Golding Homes have just announced an event in June. Brilliant. Well, maybe I won't book my event that day. I'll go to theirs.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
So it's like this group diary, group calendar.
And if you go to the URL for the roadshow, that you can go straight through to a landing page that will take you to online wellbeing listings so that we can make it public facing as well.
Right.
So we'll be handing those cards out.
So people, Joe Public, that listeners can go to that website.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that will take them on to tell them at the moment where the roadshow will be, but as it populates on OWL, it will be all the other things that are going on in Maidstone around health and
wellbeing. That is, I'm just looking over there, it's
healthroadshow.co.uk.
healthmot.co.uk. I was thinking, what's health motor?
You're adding letters there.
I am indeed, yes. Yeah. That would be fantastic because then, yes, just literally encouraging our listeners with the events section to actually be able to shout about that would be fantastic.
And that's that thing as well, that because we're hoping people will go away and think, do you know, I'll mention it to my husband, I'll mention it to my father, I'll mention it to my friends, and it's going to be here for a year, so people can just feel familiar with it. And also, again, because the other part of the partnership is working with the Kent Community Health NHS Trust. So, you know, if it's a health MOT and you just want some information, then the Wellbeing People team will look after you. If you want to have your NHS health check, the NHS that are there to deliver it. So,
It's really getting it here and now rather than, oh, well, we'll book you in the diary and, well, I'll get back to you. And then, as we know, that can be the danger with the speed of life these days.
Well, it's interesting because one of the pre-pilots was last year where we did a month in the around this time. In fact, we were just starting at this time last year in the Mall shopping centre. And again, you know, just that partnership work, because again this year the Mall are giving us the space to support the event. So, you know, it's part of their CSR agenda to they want to be engaged in public health as well and health and wellbeing. But that last year we did a month there, and we were referring some people into the NHS health check where they had to make an appointment.
Yes.
And that worked, except we could see that
some people
almost 50% of the people who said yes, I'll come back next week, then something else happens,
doesn't it?
Yes.
So
oh, brilliant.
So that's what you're doing at the moment.
Yes.
And one of the big themes that Steve Brown mentioned was looking forward. And Rory says there's already plans for Wellbeing Symposium 2015.
Indeed. Yeah.
Do we have a theme?
We don't have a theme. What we'll do, we have a date,
right,
which is the 11th of November. So it's a Wednesday. We put it back a week this year, but we're going back to the original week, so the 11th of November.
Remembrance Day.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a theme.
So what we'll do is we kind of take in what's happened today, we'll review, evaluate, and then over the next two or three weeks we'll start planning the theme for next year, and that work then kind of picks up in January. But dust ourselves down and take stock of
what's
happened
today. Have a little party tonight, perhaps, on your success from today, and a breather, perhaps. Fantastic. Thank you so much again.
It's been
fantastic. We experienced the difference, the shift in just a year.
Yes.
You know, the comparison in a year in the people that are here, the talking, the energy and the excitement behind the themes, and the passion behind, let's make this work, let's make it happen.
And I think the public aspect in the afternoon was a brilliant idea.
They were coming in, they were enthusiastic, they were interested, and we've benefited from some of the people that came. And they've said that.
And so have they, because they're like, oh, actually, I might think about exhibiting or being involved in some of, you know, they actually piled up and there's some networking going on, which was great to see. So,
well, thanks for that, and thanks for your support. It's really, really much appreciated.
Very welcome.
Lifelong partnership now. That's
absolutely.
It.
You've stuck with us.
Love it.
Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
Come this time each year. Well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red, and he spends the whole year working out in his sled. It's the little Saint Nick. It's the little Saint Nick. Just the little bobsled we call it. But she'll walk a toboggan with a four-speed stick. She's candy apple head with a ski for a wheel. And when Santa hits the gas, man, just watch her feel. It's the little Saint Nick. It's the little Saint Nick. The run, run, reindeer. The run, run. No one. And hauling through the snow at a frightening speed, with a half a dozen deer with a Rudy to lead. He's gotta wear his goggles cause the snow really flies, and he's cruising every pad with a little surprise. It's the little Saint Nick. Christmas comes this time each year.
Well, I may have some technical issues. Had a couple of emails to say that I may not be live on air, as they can't seem to hear my dulcet tones. It's just some music playing, and it's not, I think, the music that I'm playing. So all a bit confusing, but I'm going to carry on because, of course, this show is recorded. So if you are not able to tune in, maybe the technology gremlins and maybe Santa and his sleigh is getting in the way at the moment, don't panic because it is recorded. So fingers crossed it's going to be up on the listen again after the show today. And of course, I'll let you know that I can get the show recordings up on our archive site, which is on whocareswinsradio.co.uk. So panic not just for the moment. And we've only got about 3 minutes left of the show anyway. So I've either been talking to myself, which is great because, you know, it's my best hobby. And obviously Santa and I have been enjoying a few mince pies. But if you have been joining me, that's great. And if you're listening again on Thursday, Christmas Day, again, Merry Christmas to you. It's me, Angela Breyer-Stevenson. Jan is away working, busy, busy girl. We've been airing the last final few of our interviews that we had at the Wellbeing Symposium, and that was Ben McGannon, who is obviously the owner of Wellbeing People, with him and Pillory Barn and the lead sponsor Health Insurance Group. They put on another fantastic Wellbeing Symposium November last month, which both Jan and I were able to thank you very much, Ben, and all of your crew for allowing us to come along and also to catch the interviews. Every continued success for next year. It is going to be November the 11th, Remembrance Sunday, but November the 11th is now going to be Remembrance Wednesday, and it will be the Wellbeing Symposium. So if you are into health and wellbeing, then as they did this year, they opened up the afternoon to the public, local businesses, people involved in wellbeing, and that's how we met Neil De Silva from Ultimate Wellness, who came on the show last week, and a couple of our other guests in the new year. Again, we met at the Wellbeing Symposium. So it's a great way to network and to meet some fantastic people who are very passionate about health and well-being. And just to remind you, the new year, the new start, and talking about yoga with Leo from the Maidstone Yoga Centre, of course you can pop along there, and she said if you register for free on their website, which, just looking down at my papers, that was Iyengar-yoga.com
yoga.co.uk. If you register, you can get a free class. Yes, F-R-E-E, free class. But also More Than Yoga, they have a, where are we, Sunday the 25th of January, they have a yin and yang yoga session day, 10 till 12.30, and that's down in Ramsgate. If you have a look at morethanyogastudio.co.uk. And of course, the Saturday, 24th of January, there is the Bluebell Hill Village Hall, where 10 until 1pm, you will have Sabine Blackaby talking and going through the Feldenkrais method. Best way to get hold of booking for that is Julie on 07903 839 292. Well, that's me done for the day, and I'm off now to finish off my Christmas presents. So if you want me to play any tunes next week on the recordings, let me know. In the meantime, have a wonderful Christmas.
Silent night, holy.